You're zoning out again.
Yeah, if you don't want to be here, we don't have to. They can go. Yeah, no, I don't mind at all. I don't care to be here either. It was your idea to come to this party. Come on, let's get out of here. Yes, go on. I'm tired anyway, so. But I had practice today. Yeah, it was difficult, for sure. My entire body is sore. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Unfortunately. Finally, I'm around to that. Yeah, that was just... That was Zach. He's loudmouth, never shuts up. Nobody really cares for him. He especially likes talking poorly about you. Even though he's fully aware that we're together. Then he laughs it off like it's a joke. It annoys me. It annoys everybody, really. Yeah. Well. Cutie, can you hold my hand? Or is that too promiscuous? Just be a good boy and hold my hand, okay? Thank you. What? No, I don't care what people say. You think by now people would be used to the jock goth trope or whatever, but... Obviously not. And no, I still don't care. I think it's funny. I think it's funny that no matter who the person is, you can really tell what their worth is based on what they say. And if they have the time to think of an insult to throw towards you or me or us, they... aren't worth much. Because they could easily put that energy towards something more important, like studying. A professor is strict with study, and a lot of people aren't doing it. Yes, I concluded. Oh, did you know? That's cute. Who was it from? Really? I didn't expect that. Why would I be mad at you? Because there's no reason to. Listen, just because you got, like, a confession letter doesn't mean I care. Oh, I mean, I don't care that people give you those things. Because you're mine, so... Why, do you want me to be mad about it? Because I'll get angry. I'll just, like, walk up to him and say, hey, knock it off, or things will get mean. Is that what you want me to do? Didn't think so. What if we start being more open in the day-to-day? I know we usually don't. Which, I will remind you, was your suggestion. Because you were worried about how it would impact my image. Which I told you then, and I'll tell you now, I don't care about. Listen, my image here is not gonna matter once it's over, okay? It won't matter at all. What matters is the relationships that I make along the way. The friendships, the lover, that's you. That's what matters. Not a... an image of myself that people see. I don't care about that. That's why I don't like parties either. Why did you want to go to that one, by the way? Really? You wanted to be seen with me? Okay. Well, we can be seen together. We don't have to do it at parties. Okay? Yeah, I'm gonna start holding your hand on our way from course to course, okay? Will you even go to my practices? Thank you. No, you don't have to cheer me on. That's... We'd never ask you to do that. And you can if you want, but... We don't have to. Sorry, I'm just imagining you. With your quiet self. Just yelling from the stands. It'd be funny. It'd be really cute. I love you. You know that? After you. I agree. It was a good idea to get this off-campus apartment. Because now we get to stay together. All the time. You know how bored I got after you had to go back to your room before? Everything just seems so... bland without you there. Yeah. Now come here. Get into bed. I don't care. We can shower in the morning. It's the weekend, that's fine. We're just gonna enjoy our last day of the weekend together, okay? Okay. Now come on. Get in the bed. Next to me. And my arms, you know the drill. Come on. And I just do this. There we go. I'm gonna sleep very nicely tonight. Because I'm exhausted. I had a long day and you wanted to go to a party. No, that's okay. For what it's worth, I did have fun with you. But your social battery drained probably really fast. And then he became a wallflower. Which is also okay. When I noticed, I immediately grabbed you and we left. Because, goofball, your comfort and well-being is more important to me than a social image. Unfortunately, I did have to say goodbye to one person because they stopped me on the way out. But I brushed them off as quickly as I could to get you out of there. Mm-hmm. I love you. You little gothy nerd. But listen, you can't say you're not a nerd when you have all those figurines. Not that it's a bad thing. I'm not using it as like a rude thing. It's cute. And I like when you talk about them. Yes. So tomorrow, tell me all about the new ones you got, okay? Okay. Good night. Mwah. I love you. I always will.